Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion, and particularly for Golan Ben Gavriela, Matan Ben Vora, and Eliyah Ben Ravit, Elishuda Ben Ruti, Baruch Ben Tzivi Yudah Ben Chaya Esther, Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Simi, Yom Simcha Dina Minda Ben Ziva, Rami Yosef Ben Yosef Ben Chana, Tzal ben Batya, ben Yamshana, ben Yudachaya, Sar Masklera, Carmel Mordechai ben Tal Sara, Rusvik Rabas de Ravida, Chayu Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Gus Basia, ben Bracha Bas Esther Adasa, Bracha Bat Slacha, Bechol Masse Yedehem. And we're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Kavadi Kashyaisa of the Heilige Kinskuruf, Via Yoshua Weingarten. And we're in Kushya Ayin Vav. Of his 103 kashas that he asked. So the kashas as follows. There's an isser of sochet on Shabbos. Sochet, squeezing, is only usser if your kavanah is for mashke, but if you're squeezing in order to eat for the food, you want to squeeze into food. So there's no isser of sochet. So it's like being mafrid ochel me ochel. So the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis says as follows. That Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Sechet Adam Eshkol Shel Anavim L'Sech HaKadeir, a person may squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot of food on Shabbos. Avolo L'Sech HaKa'ara, into a Kadeira, into a pot of food, but not into a bowl. Because the problem is Dosh. So if you are squeezing in order to be use them as food, it's not mashke. And there's no iser of dash if you take ochel, me ochel. So that is the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, Vayter, Amar of Chizda, Midivir Rabbeinu Nilmad, we can learn from the words of our teacher, right, be allowed to do it into a bowl, because then you're squeezing it for the mashke, and that's your allowed to do. That is an iser of dash. So from there, the Gemara learns, Amar Rav Yechizda, Medivar Rabbeinu Nilmad, Chol Evadam Az L'Selcha Kedeira. A person is allowed to milk a goat into a pot. Eiz L'Selcha Kedeira, Avol L'Selcha Ka'ara. You can milk a goat into a pot of food, but not into an empty bowl. So the act of milking an animal, like that of squeezing fruit, falls into the category of mefarik, which is extracting, which is a talad of threshing. Since drawing the milk from the animal is analogous to extracting the kernel from its husk, it's the same idea. So Rav Chisda says that just as when one squeezes grapes into food, the squeezings are considered a food, so too with regard to milking into food. The milk is not deemed a beverage, but food. So if you milk into food, you're merely extracting one sort of food from another, and that you're allowed to do so, to do on Shabbos. If you milk for food, so it's not considered mefarik. Why is it not considered mefarik? Because it's like drawing, extracting, what's dash? Dash is extracting a kernel from the husk. So here also, you're not allowed to take food from non-food. One from another. So if you take food from food, you're fine. You're just not allowed to take liquid from food. So this is food from food. If you're milking the goat in order to, the water, the milk should go into a pot of food, then it's food from food and you're fine. But not into an empty bowl. So we see that Shmuel holds Alma Kasever Mashke Bala Oichel Oichelo. We see that Shmuel holds that a beverage extracted for use in food, such as one sees to a pot, is itself regarded as food. So therefore, you could squeeze it out. So now the Gemara asks, again, you're only allowed to squeeze if it's considered a beverage. But if it's considered food, then you're fine. Because then you're taking food from food. And when you're squeezing it to go into food, then it's food from food. So now Shmuel says, now the Gemara says, Mesi Barma Bar Chama. Bar Chama challenges Shmuel. Zav Shecholei V'Se'eza Cholav Tamei. If a Zav milks a goat, the milk is Tamei. We know that a Zav is a male contaminated through discharge of a particular sort of urethral emission described in Vayikra 15.3, Nida 35b. So a Zav or a Zav or a Nida, a Yoledes, generates Tumas Heses, type of tuma unique to a zav, and any item whose weight he supports. So when he milks the animal, one supports the weight of the milk when directing its stream. Thus, when this act is performed by a zav, the milk becomes tuma, even though it doesn't come in direct contact with the milk. So now the Gemara says, Vi amris mashke ba'loichlan oichelhu. We say that a beverage extracted for use in food is itself regarded as food. Then when the milking is done into a pot, the milk is a food, and accordingly cannot acquire tumah without first being made susceptible to tumah. You have to be mukhshir lekabel tumah. But if you say that mashke that comes for food is considered food, then this food hasn't been mukhshir lekabel tumah. So b'may is kasher. How does it become susceptible to tumah? Wasn't brought into contact with any beverage. Since the Mishnah nonetheless rules that it's tumah, it must hold that beverage extracted for use in food is not considered food, but a beverage. Because here the Mishnah says that azav is cholev is a cholev tumah, and the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between whether azav milked the goat into a pot or into a bowl. So that it implies that the milk will be tumah in either case, whether it's into a bowl, or into a pot of food, or into an empty bowl, doesn't really matter. Because either way, it's tummy. Aye, but if it's food, how is it mukhshir lekabel tumah? So the Gemara's answer is, no, really it's food. And the explanation is like Rabbi Yochanan regarding the milk of a tummy woman. B'tipa meluchleches al pi adot. It is made susceptible to tumah through contact with the drop of milk that is smeared upon the opening of the nipple, which is considered a beverage. So hachinami, in the case of goat milk, b'tipa meluchleches al pi adot. It's made susceptible to tumah through contact with the drop of milk that is smeared upon the opening of the nipple. In other words, the Gemara there deals with a Mishnah in Kalim by Rabbi Yochanan that says that if milk drips from the breast of a nida into an earthenware stove, it being tummy through contact with the nida will contaminate the stove. Now, although a woman's milk is normally regarded as a beverage, since in this case it will surely be lost, it is as though she stated explicitly that she is dissatisfied with its emergence. So it's not classified as a beverage, but as a food, as Tosis explains in Kufnim Dalet Arab Dibar Maschila. So the Gemara there therefore inquires how this food can become Mukhshir LeKabel Tumah. So Rabbi Yochanan answers that it was made susceptible to contact with the first drop of the woman's milk, which a woman will deliberately smear upon her nipple in order to facilitate her nursing. Since the woman desires the emergence of the first drop of milk, is considered a beverage, and thus will make the milk that follows susceptible to tumah. So here also, we say the same thing. One who milks a goat will smear the first drop of milk upon the opening of the udder to facilitate milking. This drop, which like all other milk is deemed a beverage, will render the milk that follows susceptible to tumah. It will therefore become tameh through being supported by a zav. So, Marav Rabbeisa, we were zocha to learn a little bit of that sugya in Meseches Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. Now we get to the kasha. The kasha is that if this is true, how is it mutter to milk this goat into this pot of food? Because it's not a mashke. But what about that one drop? That one drop he wants to smear on the udder of the animal. He doesn't want it for food. He wants it for, it has a din mashke, like we saw before by the woman. That one drop of milk has a din mashke. So it should be usur because of that tipa. It should be usur because of that one tipa of milk, which has a din of mashke. And we see in the Mishnah that it's mutter. You're allowed to milk the goat into the pot of food because it's not a mashke. But what about that one drop? That one drop does have a din of mashke. So that's the kasha. Why is it mutter to be cholev and eiz l'socha kadeira? Because it's considered food from food. There's that one drop that's not considered food. So there's a very, very beautiful sefer, mamish, like it's like, I don't want to say one of my favorite, because then I say that about a lot of sefarim, but it happens to be one of my favorite, called the Kabbalah de Kashyaisa of Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum, who's a massive, massive Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, very, very talented person, already for decades has been putting out sefarim like faster than you can count almost. So, on everything, you know, he has on Chumash, on Gemara, on Lamdis, history, whatever you like, Hasidus. So he's for hire. People hire him to help them publish their Svarim. And he writes his own Svarim. And his uncle was the librarian in the Gottesman Library in Yeshiva University for many years. Also named Mandelbaum, and his father was also a great Rav, Talmud Chacham Moshe Mandelbaum. Anyway, so what he does in his Sefer is that he collects Terutzim from Sfarim that have already been written, and he asks many Gedolim to contribute their Terutzim. So some Gedolim have a Terutz like on every one of the Kashas. They just sat down and wrote. So Rav Mizrachi did, it was recently Nifter. Another was Moreno Varbein, and Moreno of the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzal, Tavi Tzokman. So he has a lot of terutzim. So we're going to learn his terutz. And his terutzim, he doesn't just, a lot of people write these, you know, three liners, you know, short to the point. But the Rabbeinu, you know, turns it into a whole sugya every single time. It's a pilei plos. You know, he's really such a tremendous lamdin, gon olam. Lamdin is a small word for him. In any event, he says as follows: the opinion of the Rambam is per kres mil Shabbos lachazayin. The choylev choyvel enei chayev atchia b'dam u'b'cholav shehoitzi kigroi geres. That a person who milks on Shabbos is only going to be chayev if there is the size of a dried fig of a grogeres. The rabbi writes on this. This Rambam is, hundreds of people discuss it, dozens, about hundreds. It's a very, very, very well analyzed Rambam. So the Ravid writes, "V'chi amashkin shiurim kigrogeres." How can you say that mashkim is a grogeres? V'lo chalav kadei gemiyah. V'shar mashkim shiurim chalukim. Chalav is as much as to take a drink. Take a. In modern Hebrew, they say a shluk. A swallow. So the shiur of milk is a swallow. Other mashkim have other shiurim. So he says, the Rambam says that if you milk a cow, so what's going to be, or an animal, any animal, the milk, what's going to be the shiur? The shear is a grogeres. And the Ravid says, no, but for Hotzah, the shear is not grogeres. So why should the shear be grogeres from a farik? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Ve'en zu hasaga. This is not a kasha in the Rambam. The Hasam le notzah me'rishus le'rishus. There it's talking about Hotzah taking out from one rishus to another rishus, from one domain to another. What does this have to do with taking blood or milk out from the place where it's connected in the living animal? The reason the shear is a grogeres is because it's considered like food, because you can put it on the food, you can dip the food into it. So therefore, it has a shear of a grogeres because it's worthy of food. Lafis memes hapas, and food, the shear is a grogeres for the malacha. So again, when it comes to haitzah, so haitzah mirshus larishus is kidei gemia. When it comes to mefarik, there it's a different shear. There the shear is going to be, according to the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, grogeres, because that's the shear for food. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, says that Hamotzi Ochlin Ko Grogeres Chayev. So this is going to have a din of Ochel, because it's Lelafes Behemes HaPas. So the shear of Chaliva is not Talui in the shear of Hotzah, of milk. So even though regular milk, you need kidei gemia as much as a swallow of milk, and that's machayev you and hotzah. But here, the din is that you require a grogeres, which is the shear for hotzah's ochlin. So we're not going to have by milk the shear of hotzah's milk, but rather the shear is going to be the same as it is for hotzah's ochlin. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, Mishum Lechashivi Ochel. So it's considered like food. And for food, the shear is a grogeres. In other words, when it comes to just being motzi chalav, the shear is going to be, like it says in the Mishnah, kidei gemia. But here, the shear is for mefarik, for dash, the shear is going to be like for food, like the shear of hotzah for food. And what's the shear of hotzah for food? The shear of hotzah for food is going to be kidei, how much? It's going to be kigrogeres. Now, this is difficult to understand. Because firstly, Kesef Mishnah says that this is Le'enyin Hotzah Me'rishus L'Rishus. Rishus L'Rishus is Kidei Gemiyah. But here we're talking about Mefarik. Ma'az Le'enyin Hotzah Zdam Uchal V'makom Chiburim B'chai. Here it's in the Malach of Mefarik. It's Ma'akeshia. So the answer is there is a Kesher. And the Kesher is that mashkim have a different shear than ochel. That the shear of ochel is a grogeres, and mashkim have a different shear. Just like you find that by hotzah, the shear of mashkim of the chalav is going to be kidei gemia, and ochel is grogeres. So we're going to say the same thing when it comes to when it comes to the malach of dash, they're going to have different shiurim. That for food, it's going to be a grogeres, but for a drink, it's going to be a kidei gemia. So what does the Kesef Mishnah mean when he says it's a different malacha? Then in Rishus L'Rishus, it's only kidei gemia, but here it's going to be a grogeres. Yeah, but you see from Hotzah that there's a different shiur. For mashkin, there is for ochlin. Now, the Kesef Mishnah adds that here it's considered Ochel because it's Chazul Lelaf, it's Bemetz HaPas. But the problem is that here when we're talking about Mefarik, so it's not because it has a shame Ochel. If it would have a shame Ochel, then there'd be no Mefarik. And there's no Dash. The only reason that we have a problem of Dash is because it has a shame Mashke. The only reason it's Dash is because you're taking Mashke from Ochel and you're not taking Ochel from Ochel. So how can the Kesef Mishnah say that the issue here is that you take that it's considered Ochel, the Chazul Alaf is Behemes HaPas? Yeah, but you said that here we're not coming midin. Here we're not coming midin Oichel. We're coming midin Mashke. So since we're coming midin Mashke, then the shirke should be kikrogeris. So what does the Kesef Mishnah mean? Right, because the Rambam is talking about chole v'chovel eno chai v'atshe v'damo v'chalav shehotzi kikrogeris. So we're not talking about somebody who's being motzi the milk for food. He's doing it for drink, otherwise there'd be no dash issue here. So what's pshat? I saw Rav Hagoyin HaGadol, Rav Chaim Nachum Bordiansky. He was a rav first in Europe, and then he came over. He was a rav in Beit Vegan. He was a very chashuv magid shir. So he explains as follows, that the shiur of a kegrogeres that said by the malach of dash is not a din shiur b'cheftza. It's a din shiur b'malacha atzma. That the chashivus of malacha's disha is only if you have this shiur. And therefore you can't be mechalik in this malacha between ochlin or mashkin. All that we're mechalik between ochlin and mashkin is malachos that the shiur is in the cheftza. So there's if the issue is the cheftza, there's a different shiur of a cheftza for ma ochlin and mashkin. But if the yesod of the shir is be'etzem ha'malacha, is in the malacha itself and not in the chefta, what does it matter whether it's ochlin or mashkin? And that's what how the Kesef Mishnah starts. And he says that maza inyan the hasam lein hotza merishus l'rishus. There it's talking about hotza merishus l'rishus, but that has nothing to do with hotzas dam ochelif mekom mechibur and b'chai, in other words, with mefarik, because here it's not about the chefta, here it's about the etzem malacha. So if the issue is the etzem malacha, there's no difference in the shear. So just like for food, the shear is going to be egrogeres, so too for drink it's going to be kikrogeres. And it could be that to the Kesef Mishnah meant, and but he still had a problem. It's of self. How's it shaykh l'gabei mashkin, this shir of agrogeres? And on that he added that since it's fitting, theoretically, you could use this milk, l'lafes behemes hapas, so therefore it has a shem kikrogeres. And therefore, you can give it the shir of food. That's how it connects to a shir of food, because you can use it l'lafes behemes hapas. But the point is that you can't compare when the shear is the etzem hamalacha and when the shear is for the cheftza. For the etzem halacha, it's going to be the same shear for food and drink. Just the Kesef Mishnah was bothered that what shaychus does this drink have to food. So to make you feel better, he said that it has a din of food also. It can be used for food. But the point is that when you're dealing with the etzem hamalacha, it's going to have a different shear. It's going to have the same shear for food and drink. And memela, this milk, even though it's really liquid, it's really a beverage, but still it's going to have the same shear as food. It's going to have this shear of kigrogeris. And if that's true, that in order to be chayiv for being motzi, this milk, you need to have a shirva grogeres. So that explains our Gemara. That we had asked, what are the Heilige Kinsker ask in the Gemara? How is it mutter to milk a goat on Shabbos into a pot of food? The Gemara says that it's mutter. Why? Because it's considered ochel. It's going food into food. And what about the first drop? The first drop is considered mashke because it's lelachlich piadod. It's to moisten the udder. And it's not food. So it should be also for that tipa. So the answer is that the shear is a grogeris. And like you see in the Rambam, the shear is a grogeris for mefarik. So memela, it's not going to be also. It's not, there's no shear of a grogeris here. So that's the pashta teretz. There's not enough of a shear. The shear has to be a grogeris, like we see in the Rambam. Whether the, doesn't matter what he needs the milk for, it's going to be the same shear. And it doesn't matter where he's milking it into, whether he's milking it into food or not milking it into food. Either way, the shear is going to be a grogeris. And here, there's no grogeris, it's only a drop. However, we still have a kasha, according to the Ravid, and Tosin Shabbos, Ayin Vav Amit Beis, Dibur Maaseh Lamotzi, Psachim, Samech Amar Aleph, Dibur Maaseh Lacholev, they hold that there is the same shear of Cholev and Motzi. And if that's true, then here you're not going to require Kedei Gemia. Why are you not going to require Kedei Gemia? Because we have a rule that if you're Matsnia Zera, the Refua, if you put away a seed for Refua and then you take that out on Shabbos, so you're going to be Chayv B'Kol Shehu, because that has Chashivus. Something that has Chashivus in a Kol Shehu, you're Chayv in a Kol Shehu. Like we see Shabbos 90b. So here also, your machshiv, this drop, so you should be chayiv for kol shehu. It's kematznia bezer the sagi b'otzel b'kol shehu. So if that's true, then you should also be chayiv and hotzel b'kol shehu. We wanted to say that it has a din like food. Food, we're not going to take the isser hotzel of liquid, which is kitei gemia. We're going to take the isser of hotzel of food, because here the isser is mefarik, and for mefarik, the isser for food, the isser of hotzah is a krogeris, and the memela, food and drink, are going to have the same isser of mefarik that they do for hotzah food, and memela it's going to be a kikrogeris. So that's fine if you go with the sheet of the Ramba. But what about if you go with the sheet of the other Rishonim that we mentioned, Tosis and the Ravid, that somebody who milks has the same shear as somebody who has the same shear, Cholev has the same shear as Motzi. And so just like Motzi would be a tipa, if you're machshiv the tipa, then it would have a shear of a tipa. So to hear by Cholev, since you're machshiv the tipa, so just like by Utsal be kolshu, so too by Mefarik it's kolshu. So that brings us back to the kasha of the Ravid. That the Ravid says that you should be chayiv for this lefi shitas haRavid. We have our kasha again. The Ravid says that it has a shear of kedei gemia. It has a shear of milk, of drinking milk. That milking has a shear of drinking milk. And here it's going to have a shear of a kol shehu. Why is it going to have a shear of a kol shehu? Because you're machshiv it. And anything you're machshiv, it's going to have a shear of a kol shehu. Cholev has the same shear as Motzi. We see the Ravid here says that Cholev has the same shear as Motzi. And so too holds the other Rishon that we mentioned. And by Motzi, here since you're Machshivit, the shear should be B'kol Shehu. Just like Matzniya Lezera, or Lerefua, the shear is L'kol Shehu. So here also, just like by Hotzah, the shear is going to be Kol Shehu. So too by Cholev, it should be Kol Shehu. And if by Cholev it's Kol Shehu, then in our case you should be Chayev. According to the Rambam, it's not a kind of problem because the shear is going to be a grogeris no matter what. Even if you're machshiv, the shear is a grogeris because it's not totally in the shear of hotzah. It happens to be the shear of mefarik oichel and hotzah sochel is the same shear, but one isn't totally in the other. So in achinami, by hotzah, the yisur is going to be what you're machshiv. But here we're talking about mefarik. The yisur isn't what you're machshiv. The yisur is your grogeris. That's lefishitas haramba. But according to the other rishonim, according to the Ravid and Tosfos, we equate the shear of mefarik to the shear of hotzah. And since here you're machshiv this tipa, just like the shear of hotzah when you're machshiv something is, just like by hotzah when you're machshiv something, the shear is even a tipa. So here also by mefarik, since you're machshiv this tipa, the shear should be a. The shear should be a tipa. And therefore, the question again is how you allow to milk the cow on Shabbos or the goat on Shabbos. So, Marei V'Rabbeisai, this was just Lihikanesi Mochem B'Dvarim. This was just to get us warmed up, as they say in Yiddish. So, what the goal is with God's great grace and love is that Amir Tashem in the next Shir, Anachnu Nikanes Be'ezrat Hashem La'ovi Asugia, Ve'anachnu Notzi Mikan Be'ezrat Hashem Nifla'ot Rabot. ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד על ההאזנה וההקשבה. תודה רבה רבה, שלום שלום.